This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
O you who is concerned about your children's future, O you who is concerned about your income and your job, if you will be laid off or not, O you who is a student and concerned whether you will pass the MCATs or PCATs or medical school, O you who's about to get married and you are worried whether that spouse is a good, salih, righteous spouse or not, O you who is worried about the overall future, listen very carefully. We are all human beings and we all have concerns. But we'd like to tell you here, brothers and sisters, that go as far as you possibly can to bring calmness to your life. As much as you can, go. As much research you can do, do. As much studying you can do, go for it. Go to the office hours. Go ask people about that prospect, that spouse. Go and learn as much as you possibly can. But know deep in your heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got your back. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is sufficient for me. And what a great entity He is to trust. A student will go to the teacher and says to the teacher, help me in this question. Fi hadhihi al-mas'ala, help me. The teacher will say, did you try? Did you try? Did you work hard? Did you read the book? The student says, no. The teacher says, I cannot help you. I cannot help you until you try, until you read, until you make mistakes, until you stand up, you fall, you stand up, and you keep trying and trying, and you pay attention in class, then you come to me and I'll help you. I promise. I promise I'll help you. But don't you ever come to me when you've never tried before. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He tells us about Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, Prophet Ibrahim spoke to his people nicely, kindly, respectfully. Ya abati, oh my dear beloved father, oh my people, this is Allah. Ma ta'budun, asnam antum laha akifun. What are you doing? Every way, logic, science, faith, fitrah. He used everything, everything. He went as far as breaking the asnam, as far as breaking the asnam. And when he did everything he can, and now the whole world is against him, and all odds are also against him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught us, kana akhiru kalami Ibrahim, the last thing Ibrahim said after he did everything, literally everything, and he is being thrown into the fire which the people prepare to burn him alive. Dad is involved. The whole city is involved. Ibrahim is in the air. He did everything. Now, Ya Allah, help me. Now, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Ya Allah, you promised to take care of me. I did everything I can. That's tawakkul ala Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is true tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Akhd bil asbab, you take the means and you leave no door except that you knocked on. No door except that you knocked on. And wallahi, wallahi, never do you go back to Allah except that He will never, ever, ever disappoint you. Allah will never disappoint you. I was in the presence of a person, I will never forget this scene in my life. A man comes in front of a judge, officers, mazloom, oppressed. And I was there, seen it with my eyes, heard it with my ears. He gave him the evidence. He did everything he can. It's not me. I got nothing to do with this. And he is innocent. So the judge looked at the case. The officers, they were there. And they said, you know what? We're sorry. You are wrong. How? This is dhulum. This is oppression. And I was watching. It was aching. Wallahi, that brings tears to the eyes. He did everything he can. They stripped his identity from him, his identification. He became stateless. They took him away from his family. Wallahi, as if I'm hearing it now. He said it in Arabic at that place. He told the officers, Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. Allah got my back. If the whole government and the whole world is on one side and Allah's on my side, wallahi, no one can touch me. Wallahi, I am innocent. If not in dunya, you will see it. You will see it in akhirah. And I was there. I will not tell you the next day. I will not tell you the next month. It took some time. And he came back, mu'azzaz, mukarram. He came back and they, the ones who called them, said, we're sorry. And they brought him back to his family. And they gave him his identity back. And everything went as amazing as possible. Wallah, when I heard and he looked at the offer, he perhaps, la'allallah, Allah knows. He said it from his heart. Hasbi Allah wa ni'mal wakil. The way Ibrahim alayhi salam said it. And what did Allah do? Qulna ya nar, fire. Kuni bardan wa salaman bas ala Ibrahim. Only ala Ibrahim. Ya nar kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. And look how this happened. People asked that brother, how did you get your identification back? How did you come back after you were banned? How did you go back with your family? Yes, we called the lawyers. Yes, we called the mayor. بهذا الأسباب, the means, but above all is Allah Jalla Jalaluh. He's the one who opened the doors. May Allah grant us wisdom, Ya Rabbil Alameen. And we learn it from Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. Sayyidu man tawakkal ala Allah. The greatest man to ever trust Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He went to Ghazwat Uhud, the battle of Uhud. Allah already, we all know, no one will kill Rasulullah. We all know that. Allah will never let a kafir kill Rasulullah. We know that. But when he went to Uhud, did he wear an armor? هل لبس درعا؟ لا. No, he did not. He wore two. درعين اثنين. Because I gotta أخذ بالأسباب and take the means. And he went to Uhud. And he fought. This is what Rasulullah ﷺ teaches us. And that's what we need to learn from him. And then when the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they broke one rule. They did not take one sabab, one means in the harb. What happened? The Muslims lost the battle. One command, one means they did not take. They took everything. Armor, swords, arrows, training, instructions, tamam, perfect. One command. Don't come down from the mountain. لا تنزلوا من الجبل. Even if you saw the birds eating our bodies, when الطيور تأكل من أجسادنا, لا تنزلوا حتى أقول لكم. That one rule they broke, and they lost the entire battle. The believers, they learned, تعلموا الدرس. Don't you ever not take the means. خذوا بالأسباب. Allah معنا, بس نأخذ بالأسباب. And they took the means. And what happened? الصحابة, they were bleeding. Hamza died. Mus'ab passed away. توفوا. Then what happened? رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كسر أسنانه. His teeth broke. He was bleeding. Ali and Fatima trying to stop the blood. They couldn't. That's how bad it was. Some Sahaba were had to be carried. They cannot walk. Guess what happened? You know what happened? The people called out loud. إِنَّ النَّاسَ قَدْ جَمَعُوا لَكُمْ. The enemy is doing a U-turn, coming to fight you again. Coming to fight you. How can we fight? We can't even stand. But the Sahaba, they learned a lesson. We hear, we obey, نأخذ بالأسباب, we will win. What did they say? حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ وَنِعْمَ الْوَكِيلُ. That's what they said. فَانْقَلَبُوا بِنِعْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَفَضْلٍ لَمْ يَمْسَسْهُمْ مَا الْمِسُ وَلَا مَسُّ. They were not touched. They were not touched and they won the battle without harb, without fighting. Abu Sufyan got scared. He got freaked out. His language is unbelievable. How? That Allah ma'ana akhadna bil asbab wa lam natrik sababan wahida. Not one means we have left behind. And what happened? They won the battle right after Ghazwat Uhud. And this is what Rasulullah teaches us day and night. What did Allah say? Allah is showing you how strong He is. How powerful. Allah al-Qawi. Rabbul Mashriq. ورب المغرب رب المشرق والمغرب لا إله إلا هو. How big? وين مشكلتك؟ في اليمن؟ في فلسطين؟ Where's your problem? Argentina? Asia? وين؟ في أوروبا؟ عندك عم عندك خال cousin there struggling. Allah says I'm the Lord of the East and the West. No matter where your problem is, فاتخذه وكيلا. Trust me, I got you. Allah says I take care of you. Allah says الله خالق كل شيء. Allah says another ayah. I created everything. أنت ممكن تكون في طبيب. There's a doctor. Do you trust the doctor with your car? You do not. Do you trust the mechanic with your stomach? You do not. كله واحد له وظيفة. Everybody has an expertise, has a skills. Allah says, I did everything. وهو على كل شيء وكيل. Anything. What's your problem? The car? Trust me. Your stomach, trust me. Your children, trust me. Future, trust me. Jannah, trust me. I got you. خذ بالأسباب. Take the means. And once you take the means, you see faraj Allah fi dunya wal akhirah. You see the rahmat opening, showering upon all of us. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the end, fi nihaya, he says, عُرِضَتْ عَلَيَّ الْأُمَمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. On the day of judgment, I saw the ummah after ummah coming. And some people come with two people. Some people come with 10. And I saw an ummah, a huge, huge ummah. Who is this? Is this Ummah Muhammad? La, this is the ummah of Musa alayhi salam. So he said, yeah, Muhammad, look at the other direction. فَيَنْظُرْ مُحَمَّدْ عَلَيْهِ سَلَّمْ فَيْرَى سَوَادْ سَدَّ الْأُفُقِ. Even bigger group, the biggest group. Who is this? This is your ummah. May Allah make us of them. May Allah make us of them, Ya Rabb. So then the Prophet says, and from that ummah, 70,000, 70,000 من تلك الأمة يدخلون الجنة بغير عذاب ولا حساب. They enter Jannah without question, without punishment. 70,000. فتفرق الجمع. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم finished speaking. He left. Sahaba, they're talking. Who's the 70,000? Who are they? So we can be one of them. Go to Jannah. No حساب. No عذاب. Allah, may Allah make you all of them. نسأل الله يجعلنا منهم يا رب. كما قال عكاشة. So then they were talking, you know what, it's not us. ليس نحن الصحابة, not us. Why? Because ولدنا على الشرك. We were born non-Muslims. We grew non-Muslims. Then we became Muslim. احنا أسلمنا. فلعله أولادنا. Yes, it's our children who were born Muslim, raised Muslim, and inshallah die as Muslims. That's them, not us. The Prophet comes. He says, what are you guys talking about? The 70,000 يا رسول الله. So you want to be of them. هم الذين. He says, give four qualities. They are the ones. لا يسترقون. They do not tell other people to do ruqya on them. They do it to themselves. Oh, it's haram? لا, it's not haram to ask people. But that group, don't ask others. It's not haram, but this group does not ask others. ولا يكتوون. They don't use the cauterization, a type of medication or solution to burns and cuts. طيب. ولا يتطيرون. Number three, they don't seek bad omens. إيش يعني؟ ما في تطير في الإسلام. الواحد يتزوج, someone wants to get married, he sees the train came and blocked the road. He's like, oh, the train comes, that means this marriage is bad, so we'll cancel. What are you doing? You just showed up late, that's all. Right? واحد يأتي في تطير, يقول like, oh, هذا الغراب مشى. And people have cultures, كل في عادات تقاليد. يشوف بسة سوداء, a black cat, Friday the 13th, bad omens. أعوذ بالله. لا, المتوكل لا يتطير. طيب, we got one, easy inshallah. We got it inshallah. Ruqya, easy inshallah. يكتوون, نبعد عنها, inshallah, no problem. يتطيرون, bad omens, we're done. I think we got all three inshallah. We got it. What's four? وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. And they're the ones who put 100% of their heart, they trust Allah after they do everything they can. Every door was knocked, if not even broken. They tried everything. وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. So Rasulullah says, 70,000, is that a lot or too little? 70,000. Too much, too little? There's a lot of Muslims. 1.8 billion minimum, 1.8 billion. 70,000. The Prophet says, فَاسْتَزَدْتُ رَبِّي. I asked Allah for more. No, I want more than 70,000 spots. I want more than 70,000 spots. Ya Allah, فَاسْتَزَدْتُ رَبِّي. I asked for more. فَزَادَنِي بِكُلِّ وَاحِدٍ 70,000. So he increased for everyone another 70,000. So what's the total? 4.9 billion spots available for the ones who tawakkal ala Allah. 4.9, no, I didn't make a mistake. It's not million, it's billion. 4.9 billion. May Allah make us of them.